Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss the bananas that plague our lives, the tooth under the tooth grand reveal, and we whip each other until we scream, hee-haw! To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Corey. What's up?
So we just recorded the episode that you guys saw last week, and I feel like I need
to debrief. You need to process.
I need therapy.
This is a recap. I need to kiss them.
I need to smooch them.
So you had a date with your stripper.
I thought I was getting a donkey for my birthday. And? Not even to keep. You know, Ricky Dillon just got a pig.
To hang out with? Why
as
do you
pet.
Always talk about Ricky Dillon?
I don't
Are
know.
Are you this in love?
Maybe I'm in love with my little tricky Ricky Sticky Dicky.
I don't know if then I can't confirm or deny any of that.
Anyway, so I was, when you said whistle, whistle, I thought I was going to trot.
You thought
a donkey.
You thought not only did I have a donkey, but I trained a donkey to know your whistle call.
That's the sound
and
of the trot.
And it's all like.
Too hot to trot.
Ooh,
it's the donkey
you're all
screaming.
Knock, knocking the donkey's hooves there.
It was all. Wait, how's a honky? How's a donkey sound? Hee haw, hee haw. That's what I'd be like.
Yeah, I think you nailed your donkey. Have you ever nailed a donkey?
No, no. And I
Bad
didn't know that
boy.
These the
trinkets.
So our,
you have one
our
red dot of glitter under your eye. Where did that come from?
Come get it. Come get it.
Where did that come from?
I didn't know. So is he a stripper or a dancer or... Oh, that's him.
He's the head dancer.
What's his name?
Israel.
Israel.
He's the lead dancer at the chapel in West Hollywood.
He was very
Which
sweet.
Is not a church.
I felt very bad that my hands were so cakey.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, I didn't realize that picture there. Was so low.
I'm going to reach out digitally.
Yeah.
And
send him a tweet.
I just don't think we met. You know, I feel like it was right time, wrong time, wrong place.
Yeah.
For the two of us.
But maybe, like, you think he'll talk to you if you see him at the chapel? You think he'll remember?
No,
you think he'll remember you?
He'll remember me for like the worst reasons. He looks great there.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't eat carbs, and you know that about him.
I cannot believe he denied my cake. That's like when Judas denied Jesus.
Or did he really deny your cake? So
here, give me your arm real quick.
No, do it on
had
my
I
hand.
Had I known
do it
that
on my
this
hand.
Was...
Had no, no, I, on my palm of my hand.
Had I known that this was ours, I would have really caked it up.
Do you think he would have let you hit his butt with that?
What you're supposed to do is really just...
You just teach
you
it
tease
nice.
It,
you
tease
teach it.
It
to be nice.
And then you say, hey.
Yeah, and then you gotta...
You say, are you here... with me right now.
Yeah. What's our safe word?
Do you want to be here? Donkey. You have to say, hee-haw. That's our safe word.
Come on, donkey.
So I say,
I think I'm ready
for it. You've been a nice boy. You've been nice.
What happens when I'm bad? She missed.
Yeah, you've been nice. Nice, nice
wow,
boy.
Wow.
Until she hasn't been
until
nice.
She hasn't.
Until she's been.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm really pinking up.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the term to pink up?
Now who's now which now where is getting pink?
Wherever
in what part of this
wherever
body?
Wherever you're warming it up.
Oh, you warm it?
Yeah. Shit.
I guess I've. I need out. I need out.
Did you like, are you feeling some sort of way?
Yeah. You hit me earlier and I'm really pinking up.
Give me my turn.
Cake by Lady Gaga.
Give
no.
me my turn.
Here, wait. I guess I like the warm me up part,
yeah.
But I don't
I
like
promise,
the hit.
I promise. I won't. I promise I'll just warm you up.
So
I guess we should just have a different toy to play with each week.
Do you think he's gonna say hi to me at the if I go see him? If I give him a dollar,
I heard he's dancing tonight.
Oh my god, are we going?
You gave him that was a whole wad of ones that I picked up from the bank.
What else was I supposed to do?
Tuck. There were places to put them. You could have put them here.
I need everyone to know.
Here. You could have gotten his tra-la-la.
I felt like it was up to him to let me what was appropriate.
To let your hands wander.
He should have led your hand. And you know what? I followed his lead because...
Consent.
He can wear what he was wearing, but that doesn't give me permission.
Doesn't invite you to...
And you know that.
Yeah.
He did not hee-haw once, though.
No.
Did he know the safe word?
I prepped him before. I was like,
you gave him prep?
Yeah, I did.
God bless.
Well, I wanted to make sure you were taken care of. I'm a good friend. I set you up.
Are you?
I set you up for your birthday.
I don't know. I got you.
I even have a
Pokemon book guide.
Yeah. You told me all the time that you don't like gifts because you have everything.
You said,
I don't need more clutter. I'm a hoarder.
Today what am I going to do with this? I don't have everything.
You don't have a whip. Now you do.
Where'd those handcuffs go?
I think they put them in the back. They're now like cuffs.
Another studio cuffs.
Yeah.
Shane's going to get all crazy with them.
Yeah. Grace might bust them out. Well, now all of our friends have toys to play with.
What givers we are.
Oh, truly. And they didn't, until we hear them hee-haw, we're going to keep on giving. So what else is new?
Oh my God.
Are you ready to, are you done debriefing your moment with Israel?
You know, I feel like I'm debriefed.
Will you really reach out to him on like social?
No.
Oh, I'm gonna
block him so he can't find
me.
I'm
for sure sending him a message on Instagram and I'm gonna be like, sorry, my dweeby friend isn't your type. Let me know if you're into someone else.
It's not that I don't think we couldn't fall in love.
Was he your type?
He was definitely hot.
Yes.
I'm like,
tell me no.
He's 6'1", too.
He was tall. That's why
he felt tall. He felt like a man towering above me.
The cameras caught all of his angles. He shook his butt for you a little bit, I remember.
I was kind of eager to peek
at his butt. Which part of the package did you want to see all of it?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have the blur budget, and you know that.
The whole time I felt like what I look like on that cup. I felt like he was looking down at me and that's what he was seeing.
You were like...
And I even opened up my chair so like if that was
but you can't cross your arms, that's so uninviting.
No, I think I was doing this with dollars.
You were like,
I looked like that. I was one titty out.
Oh, her big fat titties out.
Oh my god.
Notice how I'm not making eye contact with your titty.
Why are you looking at my nipple?
My eyes are up here.
You're looking at
that's
the nipple.
What you're saying.
Who is she?
That baby.
That's Israel.
That's the tiny, tiny baby with big feet.
Well, we're not seeing how long the legs are or how tiny the feet are, so who knows what that is. She's giving me chunky arm. Have you seen...
you don't come for her arm.
Have you seen the babies?
Are all chubby.
No. Have you seen those babies that they put rubber bands down the arm?
No.
And it looks just like bread, loaves of bread.
Why? That's how you cut off circulation.
No, very loose rubber bands for the child's arm. You got a long, long legged,
when they go
tiny
to the,
foot
when they go to the store, do they say,
red
I need
arm.
Some...
They say, riding a Roomba.
I need some...
Oh, but no, they actually use rubber bands. Or maybe I've just made that up and that's
abuse.
Yeah,
I think that's you. That's abuse.
Yeehaw.
There's no way of getting out of it. You go to the store and you're like, now, do you have some loose rubber bands for my baby's arm?
I'm like, at Home Depot,
I'm gonna
being
make,
like, how loose do
I'm
these rubber
planning
bands
I'm planning on doing
get?
A bread photo shoot with my baby's arms later. Come on, bread roll.
I'd rather eat bread than have a child.
Cool.
What would you prefer?
I think I'd rather have a child.
Let's do a poll real quick. Children,
tweet us
with the hashtag.
We'll run the poll on the official Psychobabble Twitter.
What's the official Twitter's handle?
Psychobabble.
Oh, how do you spell that?
It's not verified.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
How do you spell Psychobabble?
They should know.
Please,
by now.
Please, sis, come home. Oh, girl.
Please, you forgot a Y. Wait, oh. See, this is what their problem
what
is.
What is
please
the...
say, you'll come home.
Oh. Please, sis.
Please say you'll come home. Yummy, come home.
Did anybody send us any
backronyms?
Yeah.
I saw like one and they didn't even spell Babbel. They just hashtagged backronym. Yeah. The kids suck. actually, though, I was going to tell you, I went on a date.
With who?
This guy that I met. And I've been going on a lot of dates. I'm just diving back into the dating pool.
Well, that's great.
I kid you not. This guy. So we were having fun date and I asked him like, who's your, I was getting all the important questions like,
who's your pop queen?
Yeah.
Who are you on Golden Girls?
No, I didn't say, my two are like, who's your pop queen?
What's and your safe word?
When's your, what makes you hee-haw?
That is a good question for a first date.
Yeah, what
could I hee-haw? Do that would make you scream your safe word?
Yeah.
That's a valid question.
Well, I asked him, I and then I always like to know what their astrological sign is. So I said, when's your birthday? And guess what he fucking said?
March 22nd.
No.
Oh, March 7th.
No, think more about me and less about yourself.
March 7th?
No. He said his birthday was Christmas.
During Christmas?
And I said, are you for real? And he goes, well, the day after, so close enough.
Oh.
And I thought, I just fucking said I could never date someone whose birthday is on Christmas.
But here's how that works. Let me explain the universe to you.
You
put that out into the universe. You said December 25th, sir.
No good.
No good. But the universe didn't hear no good.
See, my brother believes in this. He says with the secret, you got
to
be careful.
You have to say about what you do want, not
right,
what you
because
don't
sometimes
want.
The messages get mixed if you say, I don't want
to hee-haw
on a Saturday.
You have to tickle it. You don't want to hit it.
You got
to
warm it up.
You got to warm up
and
the universe.
And then let those cosmos.
And then when the universe feels comfortable with you.
He was... let it whip you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So his birthday was the day after Christmas, and I just sat there like... The fuck am I supposed
like
to do?
Like a dumbfounded little baby with long legs.
Yeah.
That's you.
And we were at the bar, so my little long baby legs were dangling.
Yeah. And did you have a long sleeve to cover your bread arm?
No, I wore a short sleeve t-shirt moment, rolled sleeves, because I was trying to show off my arms and my tan.
Mm.
And, I mean, first thing he did was compliment my tattoos, so I guess it worked. Mm. It was just drinks, not food.
That's how you know you're about to fuck.
I would never go on a date.
Girl,
for
the other
food.
Day I was out.
Do you food on a date?
If I'm hungry.
Are you and Israel gonna like swing through something?
He doesn't eat carbs. What does he want from me?
An apple?
A black bean? Is that a carb?
No. It's a protein.
Well then, bitch, I'll give him this black
bean. He's getting beach body ready.
I want him to be like, sis, you're there. Have the cake.
Let him
eat the cake.
Eat it. You deserve it. When's your cheat day?
I'm on a cheat year. 2017 to me is, it's my time to let loose.
Are you? Are you going to get loose?
I'm letting the universe warm me up. And then 2018?
Pink as a whistle. Are you going to be pink next year?
If the universe does me right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then 2019, it's going to be hee-haw the way home. Or 2019.
Wow. What are you going to do in 2020?
2020.
Is that when you're going to get your LASIK?
No. Everyone keeps asking me when
you
I'm getting LASIK, and I feel like that's a problematic question.
Don't you think that's...
Don't ask me when I'm going to fix something that I'm okay with.
Well, I don't ask you when you're getting rid of your dead tooth.
I don't ask you when you're getting your beard filled in.
Excuse me.
Don't come
when
for me.
When I was getting makeup done for this episode, she said, your beard's coming in nicely.
Well, we paid her ahead of time.
Thank you.
We told her, this is what
you're
you
like,
need to say.
He's 32 now. Make sure he knows that it's like, she drew it in with Sharpie a little
By
bit.
2020, you're going to outlive Jesus.
Well, I'm already there. Wait, now how old is Jesus?
Jesus died at 33.
Fuck.
So
next year's my Jesus year.
Yeah. Well, what were we talking about?
Your birthday.
We weren't.
Did you have fun in Vegas? Did you win lots of money?
Only
this episode's coming out after, so
I don't.
You don't,
so, we, so,
so you don't have to
predict.
Worry about people showing up at the Vegas airport.
Here's what I'm
for
predicting
you.
For my birthday.
Yeah, put it out in the world.
Here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna play a lot of blackjack. I'm gonna.
Are
make,
the people you're going with gamblers? Because that's like your. That
I don't
was a question
care.
You should have asked.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm alone. At the table.
Well, we know you're alone.
Me
dead
and
tooth.
I'm putting it out
blurred
there. That
vision.
Oh my God! Speaking of dead
tiny,
teeth,
tiny baby,
we
feet,
need to talk about
long,
dead
long
teeth.
Legs.
We need to talk about dead teeth.
Let's talk about it.
Not necessarily
tell
dead,
me
but
more,
just teeth.
Tell me more about Vegas first.
Vegas,
and then we'll get to the dead teeth.
I'm predicting I'm going to win an okay amount of money.
Okay, you're going to come out ahead.
I'm going to come out ahead, and that's all I could ask for.
Yeah,
it's going to pay for myself and
happiness. Are you going to eat at the knockoff Cheesecake Factory?
We are not going to go to the Cheesecake Factory. It's not in the agenda. It's not on the timeline. Rude. I'm going to get a massage.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
When I was in the Philippines, I had a 90-minute Philippine massage.
Have you ever gotten two people working on your body at once?
They literally had it at the spa, and I thought I wouldn't like that.
And that would be like, too much, I think.
The whole
imagine
menu.
Being high and four hands on you.
I don't want that.
No.
The list, it had the dual massage, and it was like, our massage therapist's hands are in sync. You'll be blown away by how in sync they
are.
And I thought,
yes.
No.
I kind of do want that, because when they're okay, here's what I don't like about a massage, is when they're doing half of one side of my body, and I already don't like that, and I know they're going to have to go do it over there, too. And I'm like, you're hitting a spot that I don't want you to
just
be working
hee-haw.
On. I'm not going to warn them. I'm just going to
hee-haw. They're like touching your arm and you're like, oh, hee-haw. Yeah, I mix it up.
Okay, yeah.
My he's and haws are.
So you didn't get the double?
Wait, no. But I got their like thing was big into banana leaves on your body.
I accidentally ate a banana peel the other day at the Cheesecake Factory.
How do you accidentally eat a banana peel?
So there I was.
This makes no sense.
Why I order the same thing every time. Because
you ate
I
a banana peel. That was my massage. And you ate one of those?
So here's what happened. I thought, today's the day. I'm going to get something else. Yeah. I'm going to get something that I
you
don't normally
get. Something else. I was just telling my friend about your dumb buffalo blast that you try to make me have. And I said, I described it as a croquette stuffed with cheese and shredded chicken. Tell me no.
Dipped deep in buffalo. Yeah. Yes.
No, the buffalo's in the middle. So, anyway.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to get a chicken teriyaki moment with rice, added broccoli. I go, what comes with that? She goes, banana. I go, a banana? She goes, a banana. I go, did you say banana? And everyone at the table's like, did she say banana? Because she's whispering the whole time. I'm like, a what? And it comes
maybe
out.
Maybe you're on a hidden game show.
I didn't think that. But
you got chicken teriyaki with a side of banana.
So what am I to think? So she goes, banana. I go, why?
Did you go bananas?
I went bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
And what did she say?
So then the food comes out, banana in tow. It's like a deep fried banana situation.
Okay.
I didn't realize the peel was still there.
On.
So I'm not even using a fork and knife. I'm, you know, how Midwest people just cut with the fork.
Yeah.
And I get halfway through the banana. I'm like, no wonder this tastes funky-licious. I've been eating that peel all dang day.
You ate half of it the whole time thinking, this is funky, but I'm still going to chow down.
I thought, this is chunky, funky banana.
And?
I ate the peel.
What was the peel like when it came out?
Not good. Not.
When it came out, I said.
It was fine. I'm just still perplexed why it came with a deep-fried banana. No. I need Cheesecake Factory to know. Everyone tweet Cheesecake Factory. Their handle is just cheesecake.
Confusing.
Which I'm like, so if you don't want your whole brand to be cheesecake, then why is your Twitter handle cheesecake?
I don't even get cheesecake out of the Cheesecake Factory.
Right.
Because who's got time for wasting on sweets? I don't eat carbs. I'm going to be a stripper.
I just got a text. Do you think it's Israel the stripper?
Yeah.
Should we chat?
I'm going to message him on Instagram. I'm going to be like, thanks. Sorry my awkward friend was so...
Don't throw me under the proverbial bus.
Awkward friend with the dead tooth was so weird.
Speaking of dead teeth. So one of our friends just got some dental work done.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm so curious about this. Can I see a before and after?
Yes.
Can I see a before, a mid, and a after?
That's a dead tooth. So I don't think it's my place. You can text them and say, can you send me the pics? But I referred this friend
to
my dentist. Because I like my dentist. He's gay. He's fun. He's cute and quirky and fun and whatever and great.
Did you lick his finger?
Did not lick his finger. Thought about it. Because that's just me.
Were you like?
No. So I was texting the dentist. And he goes, thank you.
You text your dentist?
Yes. I text everyone. I text my doctor. I text my dentist.
Well, your doctor's weird to begin with.
My doctor's great and he's listening.
Hey, doctor, you.
He is listening.
He just honked.
He honked.
There's a donkey outside that's just been pushed to its limits.
My dentist texted me and said, thanks for referring your friend. She's like, blah, blah, blah. I go, honey, he revealed those teeth at the Cheesecake Factory to us, and we all gagged and gasped.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you just wait. Let me read you the text. Because apparently what they do is when they're putting in new teeth.
Do you have him saved in your phone as just dentist?
No, his full name. He goes, LOL, those are just the temporaries made of acrylic, a.k.a. the SAG Award dress compared to the Oscar dress that she will be wearing next week once they get in from the lab.
So he is gay.
I go, that is the most Hollywood analogy I have ever heard. But I said, I cannot wait for this Drag Race wig under the wig reveal of a tooth under a tooth.
And he takes off his flippers. He's gonna,
and we're all gonna,
you know, slow motion.
Michelle Visage.
Yeah. Wow. It's a great story.
So
you're saying your teeth aren't real?
Yes, the wig under the wig. See, this is what it's gonna look like.
With his teeth.
You know, in Moonlight, when he is at the diner and he takes out his grills.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna be our friend.
Ugh, I would kill for a diner food right now. There is a grumble in my tumble. I don't like the way you purse your lips. What I was going to tell you about my massage when it went wrong. So I flipped over.
So you had a banana go wrong. I had a banana go wrong. We are so in sync.
Soul sisters.
Yes.
So they like asked me to flip over onto my back.
And you had a boner.
No, oh. I'm not you. and she came and she, so what they would do is they'd rub the area a
was
little
she,
bit.
Was she like
and
twisting then, your nipple?
It was so weird because she like.
With a banana.
I think she was afraid to like speak. She wasn't like really giving a whole lot of instruction.
And some people are just not that verbal.
No, and they used a lot of sir at the resort. Anyways, so then they would
calling you sir.
Yeah. Sir, how is the...
That's very kind and like, courteous and also professional.
Like,
what do you want?
Call me miss.
Oh, my
I'm young.
God.
I'm fun. I'm flirty. I'm...
Continue.
So she puts them on my stomach, and it's like...
Does she go like...
No. But the whole time I was thinking, like, Tyler would be freaking out by how hot these are. Like, your skin would have just
sometimes
burned.
I do a hot stone moment.
Yeah.
And I think... That's too hot.
You would have thought the banana peels were way too hot. Anyway, so she puts them on my stomach, and then she's like pushing and rubbing on my stomach.
She's fucking with your organs.
And I was like, I don't
this
need
is
you
what
to move
people
my
do before
spleen.
They harvest.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking the whole time.
They're moving it to a nice spot for them to just incise, incise.
Yeah, she propped incision. Up my spleen. She got my stomach ready.
Somebody
Small
told me.
Small intestine, large
So I told you
intestine.
How my doctor, the one you just called weird and he honked.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, you need to come back in. We need to check out that dang liver. I'm like, ugh, old people problems.
Your liver?
Yeah, but...
Are you drinking too much?
I don't think so. I never drink. But he was like, you have to come in when you haven't drank for 48 hours. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll just do it when I haven't drank for the past 40 hours. I'll just text and be like, hey, can I come in today? But I just, it's been like a month now. And I'm like, I guess I just have it. I am picking up that I just have a drink every so often. But then I'm like, it's fine.
Did you have,
we have other...
Did
we
you have the Cheesecake Factory Reserve when you were at the Cheesecake Factory?
No, I don't know what that... Oh, the red wine? No, it is a good
it's
reserve.
The red wine's
it's
a
the
reserve.
House red at the Cheesecake.
Comes in a box.
Nice. No, but I'm
I'll
like...
Get
we,
you a I'm Cheesecake fine. Factory Reserve of the Month Club.
You can get a liver transplant and...
I watch Grey's. They always act like there's
Everybody's
a long,
got two.
Long list.
It's fine. It's fine. A long, long
Every
list.
Every time you hit me,
I feel
get
like
a
if
hit.
I were to just tweet it out, I'd be like, anybody got that? Anybody
got that liver I can borrow?
Yes.
Like, hook me up
a
with that
good liver. Extra liver.
Hook me up with that liver.
Give me that good liver.
Let me just have it for a moment.
Justin liver.
Just let me have it for a sweet little moment.
Anyway.
Speaking of tiny, tiny babies with long, long arms.
Yeah.
I kid you not.
Tell
I
me.
Feel like I'm just like.
Isn't it a great prop to just have?
Yeah.
It's very like. It's an extension of who you are.
My mom tagged my...
P.S. If you're not watching, we've just been playing with a... what would you call this?
It's a...
It's
there's
not
an official name.
It's kind of like a...
look at you culturally appropriating BDSM culture
what
and not
do you
knowing.
Hit a horse
this
with?
This is like a feather whip.
I googled, what do you hit a horse with?
That's
a jockey's whip.
A feather whip.
Jockey whip?
I don't know.
Girl, give me that
Listen,
jockey
my
whip.
Mom... This is important. My mom was posting things on my little brother's Facebook because, you know, he has the baby now.
Yeah.
And she posted on his wall and said, you should get this, a literal fucking daddy saddle. And I was like.
I sent that to you, didn't I?
And I was like, these aren't real. Like all the
it
time when Miranda talks about daddy saddle.
It was invented after Miranda. Miranda should be collecting
it's
coins
It's literally
from that.
Called a daddy saddle.
Yes.
Yeah. It was called.
It's a real thing. Yeah. It's actually not a bad invention.
The one my mom posted on my little brother's wall, it's called Pony Up Daddy.
That little boy on the right is giving me Joanne.
Yeah.
What's it called? What's that music video that she just came out with?
John Wayne.
John Wayne. ride a
which
cowboy.
One would you rather be?
Which dad or which baby?
If you had to fuck two. Just say both dads.
Both
and get
dads.
Over
both
with
dads.
It. I mean, I really.
Yeehaw!
I really set you up for an easy out.
All I looked up is I Googled, what do you hit a horse with? And it's just like abuse, abuse, abuse. I'm like, I didn't ask that.
Yeah, don't abuse the horse. Be nice. You got to warm
do
up
you,
the horse
what,
first.
What is this thing I keep getting hit with?
It's a riding crop.
A riding crop? Let me Google that.
Yeah.
Riding crop.
Just like your pants.
Oh, yes.
They're riding and they're crop. Just like you're done
a
most
riding
days.
Crop. Now, I would want, I do like black because it's slimming for the crop.
Yeah.
But
you would get a pink riding crop?
I do think it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of personality in your riding crop.
Like what? Like a bejeweled handle?
You know what I don't like about Corey, everyone? Since you asked.
Yeah, well, let's hear it.
All he ever does is crop dust.
I was like, where are you going with
he
this?
Just scuttles around and
yeah.
He just farts.
You know me, classic farter starter. I just, nothing better than a crop dust on a Thursday.
Sometimes they'll just
Am
fly
right?
in to just crop dust around my APT.
Yeah, usually when I fly over, when oh I'm coming God. Down from SF.
Thoughts on
crop dusting in the air?
No. Well, yeah, but no. What do those celebrities think about
chemtrails?
The planes? Chemtrails. Who are they?
We've talked about chemtrails.
I know, but what are chemtrails? So they're sprinkling dust on us to convince us that what?
We should vote for Trump.
It fucking worked.
Tell me about
here the fuck
that.
We are. So
I can't believe those chemtrails got them.
If you could got them and smooch them and kiss them and chemtrail.
I can't believe you're into Yeehaw. Crop dusting. Yeehaw. Yeehaw. Are you into crop dust play?
No. In the bedroom?
Well, I'm not gonna
you know what
I'm
I
not
fucking...
gonna confine your play to the bedroom if you wanna play elsewhere. You,
you know
play
what I can't
the,
stand?
If you wanna play in the patio?
I just feel
if you
like my
play
mom,
in the bathroom.
I feel like my mom is the type. To
crop dust?
To fart under the blanket
and
then and
trap
like,
someone or wave it out?
And wave it at them.
If they're waving it, aren't they freeing it as opposed to trapping it?
Liberation.
You know I hate nothing more than a fart joke, and you just
you just
up,
made this
you
the,
just brought up crop
a third
dust
of this episode
thing.
About farting.
Is this the crop dust in Queens episode?
Did you see Niall DeMarco
when he was a vision in gray? Oh
no,
tweeting about say, replying to someone who tweeted, "Do deaf people know that farts make sounds?"
I gasped.
I
gasped. He goes, "No, we had no clue." JK, but
he goes, "Thanks for."
I was like,
me.
"Oh my god!"
I saw that and I rolled my eyes because you know I don't appreciate
he's funny.
A fart joke.
He's good on Twitter.
Well,
he was texting me the other day that he does not like the new Bachelor.
Oh, the new. Season or the new?
I don't know. I don't know what. I've never watched it.
He does tweet. A lot of people tweet about The Bachelor, and I think,
should we
I?
Be watching it?
Do I dare?
You know
I?
When Ellen does her Bachelor recaps?
No.
On Ellen.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, yeah. That picture of us.
The
is
picture
there.
Of us is in the background.
It's
with
not
Celine.
Ellen. It's like her.
Well, yeah, the Ellen
or,
team.
Like, whatever. No, but I saw Ellen's coming out with this new show, executive produced by her and the Drew Barrymore, about. Blind dates, like they film like a first blind date, and it was a show that exists like in the UK right now because I watched it on a flight that you and I were on recently, and I watched the whole. It's great watching people go
it's
on
just
first
blind
dates.
Dates.
So two people show up, they go on a first date, and you're like at a restaurant.
Oh,
and that's it, first dates. So they ripped it off and they're bringing it to America. And I was like, how do I set the DVR?
Because I've seen my UK friends tweet about it when they ever do gay couples.
Oh, well, I watched like 8 episodes on a flight from London once. And every episode is like about like 3 or 4 different couples. And like almost every episode had a gay couple, mm-hmm. which I love.
Oh, maybe you were telling me about it.
Maybe. And when like people like
should
leave.
Should we go
and,
on it?
People
should
leave.
We act like we don't know each other?
Oh my God. I would actually go on it.
Oh, with me? You want
to
date?
No. My brother said he went on a first date with a girl at a restaurant. And he was like ordering food and she wasn't. And he felt
oh, he
very
told me
awkward.
That.
And
he
I'm
told
like,
me
do you
that
think
separately.
She just wasn't into you?
If I don't
or do
order,
you think she wasn't
it,
eating
it takes,
carbs?
It will take, it will, it would
I
have to be the worst.
Over drinks once.
It would have to be the worst situation of all time for me to not order food.
But then you're going to stay for the whole 2 hours?
I'll ask for it to go. I'll say, leave it out in the back.
You're like, can I?
I'll swing by through.
Would you ever just like leave in the middle of a date?
No. I don't think I ever have. I will finish it off.
What if you were on a date with someone and they said they voted for Trump? Would you?
Yes, I would.
You would ghost.
Yeah, I wouldn't even ghost. I would be like, this is not going to work out. I'm sorry.
And you would just get up and leave?
I say, I wish you the best. Yes, 100%.
Wow. What if they said they didn't vote? If they were like, oh, you were like, politics came up and you were like, oh, yeah, I didn't.
See, I would be disappointed and I would think this guy like is just kind of a bummer summer, winter, fall.
Yeah.
But.
Autumn.
I would think, okay, well, at least he didn't actively go out to try to support somebody who's oppressing people.
Yeah.
But I think it's just as bad to not vote. I don't know.
I don't know.
Did you vote in the local election?
That we didn't have it in SF.
Oh, you didn't? I thought it was all California. Or maybe it was just a bunch of cities in California.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I wasn't here. I was in the Philippines, which isn't an excuse. I could have absentee ballot voted.
Well, I voted, and there was no line. And I thought, here goes democracy.
Well, it's dead. I saw all my LA friends were posting, like, why the fuck are none of you here? All these polling places are empty.
Yeah.
You say you care.
I went.
You're going to march.
The same thing. I agree. Don't
vote it.
The fucking women's march, like, bless them for turning up, but, like, it's more important to show up
when day you actually of. Can. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Wow.
Don't get me started.
Well, I will.
Don't get me started.
You are wearing a cinched diaper.
If I. Never mind.
Smile.
Yeah.
Smile and show just your dead tooth. Your dentist.
I don't
always
have a dead tooth.
Your dentist.
Ask my dentist. You want to text
and
him?
And I don't crop dust.
I asked
so
my.
Let's,
okay, then let's let's air our grievances. Let's crop dust our grievances.
Let's do it.
There's no dead tooth and there's no crop dusting.
Thank you.
And that's what you missed on Glee.
Wow. Well, and that's how Sue sees it.
He.
Huh.
So if you like this episode.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. Where else do we go from here?
I think we're done. If
should
you
I warm it up for baby
warm
before
up for
we
baby.
Go? Yeah, you get them out and I will warm it up.
Just warm it up. Don't hit me.
I won't. I'm just warm it up. I'm going to give you nice, nice, sweet.
So what I'm going to tell.
Kiss them
now I'm distracted. I can't even like do my words.
Do you have a halfy?
I've got a fully. Herbie fully loaded, Amy.
Next year for your birthday, I'm going to get the Herbie fully loaded car to drive in with a donkey. Think about it.
I already did. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can. Corey Cool and Tyler Oakley. But if you want to follow the Psychobabble Twitter account, you know what I'm going to do? Actually, today. So if you're listening to it right now, you've already missed it. But I want to do more. I'm doing a giveaway on Twitter to follow the Psychobabble Twitter account.
What's she going to give away?
You'll have to follow.
You should have given away something Israel left.
Not this. We're going to need this.
No,
maybe
not,
the handcuffs?
Not that.
Do we can't send handcuffs to like a 12-year-old.
No, we can't. All those props
we'll
need
literally
to
get
stay.
Like arrested.
Yeah.
We'll send them like a little slice of that red velvet.
Yeah.
And that's not a euphemism.
Not. I'm going to let Well, great. Be sure to subscribe and
subscribe, follow our Facebook page.
Listen,
it's Psychobabble.
Watch it on full
and,
screen.
And good luck with your lives.
And yeah. Be sweet to everyone out there and no crop dusting.
Send us a, if you listen to this far, send us a donkey emoji right now with the hashtag Psychobabble.
There we go.
Cool. Okay, bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.